This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery.
This report is for Friday, November 25th. Janus Capital Group has launched its first actively managed bond fund, and it isn't being run by Bill Gross. Here's Bloomberg intelligence analyst Eric Balchunas.
We all thought that when Bill Gross went to Janus, that one of the first things Janus would do would be come out with a Bill Gross ETF, because the ETF he ran under at PIMCO was the largest actively managed ETF at one point. It was a cash machine, but they have not done it.
The new actively managed product is a Janus Short Duration Income ETF. Balchunas says this is one of the areas in actively managed ETFs that's done well.
Short duration bond active funds have about $8 billion in assets. There's some big ones. Mint and NEAR are the two tickers for the big ones. What it really aims to do is it's trying to serve an audience who's looking for something that's safe and secure, preserve your principal, like a money market fund, but takes a few extra bets, gives it a little kick. So you're looking at a yield of maybe 1%, looking at a return of maybe 2%. So you get a little something, but you also don't take on much risk.
Janus's new ETF trades under the ticker VNLA. It has $25 million in total assets and an expense ratio of 35 basis points. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119.